Good morning, Aggieland. Welcome to Waterfall Wednesday. The Brazos Valley, along with the rest of the state, continues to experience horrendous drought conditions. Many water utilities have limited which days customers can use water outside to irrigate their landscapes. The reason for that, remember, is to ensure that the water system can maintain water pressure and public health and fire protection. Can our landscapes actually survive on twice-a-week watering? Yes, they can. In extreme drought, our landscapes are not going to look as great as they do with regular rainfall, but when in drought, the goal is survival, not yard of the month. Listen up for some tips to help your turf and trees survive. The Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service notes that plants, including turf, can survive a drought if they have vigorous root systems. Mowing turf short and watering for short cycles leads to shallow roots. So a lawn watered Monday, Wednesday, Friday for 15 minutes, plus weekly mowing, is going to look stressed once drought hits. Protect the roots by mowing higher and doing a cycle and soak watering schedule. Reprogram your controller to run in up to four shorter cycles instead of one long cycle on each of your two watering days. This means each zone will run maybe 5 to 10 minutes, but four times, and when the program is finished, the root zone is thoroughly watered. Overall, your landscape will look better and, wait for it, use less water. Trees switch to survival mode in drought, meaning they are not growing. Prioritize spreading mulch under the tree canopy, which is the area covered by the tree branches. Use a hose, bubbler, or drip system to apply about 2 gallons of water per inch of tree trunk diameter each week. Note that this more efficient type of watering is often allowed up until the most severe drought stage, so we can protect our trees. I heard a joke that in Aggieland, if you do something 2 years in a row, it becomes a tradition. We've had two brutal summers in a row, and no one wants that to continue, but maybe conservation of precious water resources can become our new tradition. I'm your host, Jennifer Nations. Pray for rain and tune in next week for more ways to level up and be a water geek.